The Drive with Robin Roz. Weekdays, 4 to 7, Jacaranda FM.
Have you ever been stuck somewhere?
I've been stuck at a braai where someone brings out their guitar and starts to play that song. And then I'm just like, guys, I love this song, but kan ek asseblief net huis toe gaan?
We've talked about Guitar Braai Guy.
Ooh, girl.
We have done. No, that doesn't count, Roz.
Okay.
Have you ever been stuck somewhere?
Ek was toe ek so standaard 8 was, graad 10, het ek op musiektheaterproduksie gewerk by die ou Nikumalan Theater in die Kaap. Dit is nou genaamd Artscape.
Ja.
En ek en 'n paar van die ander dele, lede van die rolverdeling het in die huisbak vasgesit.
Oh, how long were you stuck in the lift?
About 20 minutes.
I've never been stuck in a lift. Mm. But I'll be honest, the movie watcher in me, whenever I get into a lift, looks up at the lift ceiling and goes, has this got one of those panels that you can open and climb out of? And the answer is always no. I've never seen a lift that has a hole that I can open and climb into the roof.
Rob is just keen to live his best Tom Cruise life there. Mission Impossible, Deary Duck and Sewer.
I mean, what if you get stuck with someone who's so annoying you have to climb out of the roof of the lift?
Or bad body odor.
Exactly. What if they have to go? I don't want to be there. I must be able to climb out of the roof. No, thankfully, I've never been stuck in a lift.
No.
We heard a story that our producer told us. Somebody got stuck outside their new house with the kids, and they couldn't get in.
They had no car keys.
No,
they had no house keys.
No, nothing.
They didn't know the neighbors.
People had to end up going number two in the garden.
Nia.
While they waited for rescue. Rescue being whoever had the keys.
Dit was so
erg geweest. And I'm just like, can we not go somewhere? Is there not a coffee shop or something you can walk to? Asseblief.
Now imagine going to the coffee shop, you don't have your wallet, jy het niks. Nou moet jy daar ingaan en bedel om te vra, kan ek asseblief kan kom net hier in julle badkamer? No ways. Then I'd rather abuse my garden in that manner.
No.
Dit is Kunsmis.
Ah, Ros. Asseblief. Yeah, man.
Have you been stuck somewhere? We want to know. And if there's a story, we want to know the story. Let us know. WhatsApp line 0848500942.
We're talking places you got stuck this afternoon. And the WhatsApp line is just flooded. Dana sent us a message. Hi, Dana. Welcome to the show.
Oh, my God. Hi. I didn't think it was that bad.
No, I think I just wanted to ask a couple of questions. So tell us your story.
No, go
quickly.
Ahead. Okay, so first year shirt student, I'm in my first placement, and today I have been tasked with basically cleaning out the fridge. So go through it, make sure that there's nothing expired, nothing that's overdated, clean out the fridge, clean out the freezer. Cool. So I'm in the freezer cleaning it out, and I close it just a little bit so that the temperature doesn't drop too much, so it's within safety standard.
Yeah.
So my chef walks in and he's like, who left the door open for the freezer? Closes the freezer door. I'm in the freezer.
No.
So the reason I wanted to call you, Dana, is because that is right up there on my all-time most terrifying, horrible ways to die that I never want to experience list. That absolutely terrifies me.
That happened on last season of The Bear.
You see?
Yeah.
And what was the outcome? Was everyone okay?
Well,
look, it took a while for me to get out, but eventually I got out when someone was like, you know, guys, has anyone seen Dana? And then when I walked back out, they're like, how long have you been in the freezer? I was like, probably about 30 minutes.
Because what's the temperature
like,
in the freezer?
We thought you went for lunch. Negative 22.
You see
negative
now.
22.
So Dana,
how did you feel
negative 22.
When you got out of there?
Look, it was very hot because now your body's slowly acclimating to that temperature and then you come into a kitchen that's like 40 degrees.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because my immediate terror reading your voice note, Dana, or reading your message, if that was Friday afternoon at this time and the class was knocking off and they came back on Monday, like the results would not have been good.
No.
You know what I mean?
I'm terrified. I would have been locked in there.
We wouldn't be having this conversation.
No, we wouldn't.
No.
do the freezers and restaurants not have like an unlock from the inside button?
So they do, but at that temperature, they don't work. I have never worked in a kitchen where it actually worked.
Well, that seems useful.
The mechanism breaks at that temperature, but they put it on fridges.
And also at that temperature, your fingers don't work either.
Exactly.
Climb.
And now you're in a metal box, so there's no cell phone signal, no nothing.
There's no signal, there's nothing. So I was phoning, there's nothing.
You see, Dana, this is why I wanted to talk to you. I'm very glad you're still around to tell the story.
Yeah, no, it's one of the funny ones, though. I'm just happy I can turn around and laugh.
Yes, us so too. Thank you for sharing this afternoon. We appreciate you. Have a lovely 100%. Afternoon. Thanks, Dana. Hey!
No, that's nightmarish.
Literally.
Absolutely nightmarish stuff.
You get why I wanted to talk to her?
I do.
As soon as I read the message, the hairs on the back of my neck stood on end. I was like, nee.
Ashley sends us a text on the WhatsApp line. She says about 6 years ago, they got stuck in the middle of nowhere on a muddy grondpad. Ons het seker so 2 tot 3 ure gewag vir iemand wat by kans verby ons ry, wat dalk 'n trekker het om ons uit te kry. As dit nie vir hom was nie, sou ons heel moontlik na een van die plase toe moes loop vir hulp.
I will tell you a loop to a plas story in a moment.
Okay.
You will not believe me. Princess.